I'm Erica Osmondson with AgCareers.com. I work on the marketing team here and help with a variety of things to help promote and brand AgCareers and our products and services.
AgCareers each year puts together a job outlook report talking about the career field for the agricultural industry. Looking back at 2016, what were some of the results from the past year?
Yeah, I would say interest in agriculture careers is definitely up from prior years. I would say it's more of a job seeker's market at this point just because we are a little low on career opportunities. Not really, I shouldn't say low, but hanging steady with where we've been over the last couple of years. And nice trend looking at early 2017, we're actually up a little bit in that job area. So that would be a big one. Other than that, you know, it's taking a look at the different industry sectors that really are in need of talent.
When it comes to specific areas of agriculture, where are the hirings taking place and maybe having the greatest incentives for future employees?
Sure. Crop production is still a really big industry. Agronomists, that area, any of your precision agriculture is really doing well. We're seeing a growth in food and beverage, so we've got a lot going on there. And then your plant and soil sciences, seed and biotechnology were kind of key areas, along with animal health and animal production. So, you know, it's nice to be in agriculture where you can have a variety of opportunities. And maybe when one sector is doing a little bit slower than the other, we're picking it up in another area.
Well, a lot of farmers and others in agriculture are combating lower commodity prices and a depressed economy in general. How is that impacting the job market?
Yeah, you know, I think that, like I said, trending-wise, we're actually seeing jobs up a little bit in the first quarter of 2017. 2016 was a little slower in terms of job opportunities. But what we're seeing instead is employers take a look at their current staff, and we're getting more requests for things like our training and consulting services. So it looks like companies are really trying to invest a little bit more back into their employees to really grow and leverage, maybe looking at succession planning for some of their businesses. So that's been a really neat trend as well.
For those entering the career world or on the job market, what are some of those key priorities important to those that are hiring and really can help candidates stand out?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I would say it's probably not changed much over the years. One of the things, though, that I would say that we talk a lot about from an employer perspective and when we're with employers is the need for the soft skills side of things. Obviously, the technical skills are important, but the soft skills are really where our employers want students to be focusing, so that communication, dealing with ambiguity, being analytical. Some of those things that you can really transfer across any type of role that you have, and they're willing to teach the technical skills and the product skills needed. But if you can come and demonstrate that you've got really great soft skills or employability skills is probably a better term, that's where employers are starting to put their focus.
Has the economy impacted certain hiring rates or benefits that companies can offer?
I actually am going to reference our 2016-2017 agribusiness HR review, where we do ask our employer participants what they anticipate for salary increases. It does look like salary increases are going to remain kind of where they have. The likelihood of salary increases in the next 12 months, of those that participated, 48%. Almost 49% said that, yes, all staff would see some type of salary increase, as well as some staff. Another 45% said some staff will. And we're in kind of that range of a 2.6 to 3% anticipated increase.
Erica, when it comes to new and emerging areas within the agricultural industry, any new types of careers that you're seeing more interest in or employers are looking for maybe people to have skills with?
Yeah, I think, again, if you look at the employability skills, those are big ones. But if you're going to look at technical skills or roles that are more prevalent or emerging, the precision ag and kind of refining that, the real technical side of that, the computer skills, the programming skills, software development skills, those are all really good things. Also, any type of data analysis type skill. Obviously, we're using and relying on data a lot more in all sorts of different roles. You see it in HR, you see it in your finance side, your sales side. So being able to take data and analyze that and turn that back around into action is really, really key.
Erica, any last thoughts to wrap us up with looking at careers in agriculture and what you see in the year ahead?
I think that we're, you know, it's been a tough little go for the industry for a while here, but the career opportunities within the industry have definitely held steady. Like I said, I think in the first part of 2017, we've seen a bit of an uptick. So hopefully that gives young people entering the industry opportunities. I think we'll see employers put more of a focus on developing talent that they currently have to take on some of the leadership opportunities that are being open from retiring employees, and just always a need for good talent within the industry.